Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Can you detox with the food that you eat? Is that what clean eating is? Or do you have to fast? Do liquid only? Maybe do all those juices and cleansing things and powders that you see all over the place. What can you really do? Well, my guest is Dr. Felicia Stoller. She's a registered dietitian, exercise physiologist, and expert consultant in wellness prevention. So tell us, Dr. Stoller, what do we do for cleansing? This is a huge media thing, the cleansing.
I just read an article, detox or cleanse, does your body need a regular flush? It's just funny to me when people talk about, cleansing and it's like, well, our body is actually set up to like slough off, dead cells, and we are so good at like recycling or reusing or removing waste from our bodies. So it's not that we need some special product to move that along. What we need to do is eat more foods that are good for us and stop depending on pills, powders, and potions to do what Mother Nature has already set us up to do quite well.
Oh, absolutely. So what do we use? I mean, is it salads? Do you have to be completely
first
vegetarian?
Let's start with drinking water, right? Like something so easy. We are 70% water. The more water that we drink, the more we flush things out of our system and we remove waste on a regular basis. So we need that to help with our plasma blood levels and also to just, rinse toxins out, right? So where do toxins go in our body? They go to our liver, then they're moved to our kidneys, and then they are sent out through our bladder. That's like things that are liquid. Then the other stuff that's solid, we know, goes out in fecal matter, and it goes out through our rectum. So, we have the system in place to get rid of stuff, and so we need to think about, taking in foods to help move it along. So water helps move things that are going to go out through the urinary tract out more efficiently and effectively. As far as other foods that are very high in fiber, right? We need to go to the bathroom on a regular basis. Whenever I could talk to kids, I always talk about moving the poop through the chute, right? Like that is the best way to move waste out of your body, making sure you're eating a lot of plant-based foods, right? Like having rich colored fruits and vegetables and eating lots of leafy greens and eating lots of berries. Those are all the components that are in some of these other products anyway, but getting it in a powder form or a pill or a juice is not nearly the same as eating the food, having the fiber, and moving that whole product through your system.
So it really is about fiber. Now, when I make my kids' smoothies, Dr. Stoller, I always add in either hemp or chia or flax or wheat germ. One of those always goes in, and we're a poop family. We love to talk about it. We love to make sure that we're all nice and regular. And so they've told me that when I don't serve them those, they're not as regular. So including some of these, newfound, like the hemp and chia, they're kind of in right now. But they really do help to push everything through, don't they?
They do. And, quite honestly, for those people that, maybe they're not that gung-ho about trying some new foods, you can add some fiber supplements. I mean, there are some wonderful fiber supplements on the market. One of my favorites is one by Tayo. It's called Sun Fiber. It has no flavor. And what's great is you can add it to anything, any fluid. You have to make sure when you take a supplement like that you're adding a lot of fluid to it. But that also can help to keep you regular and move the poop through the chute. And also, the other added benefit, it helps to lower your cholesterol. That's what people don't realize. Eating foods that are higher in fiber do help to lower your cholesterol. So there's some other benefit there that's sort of detoxing your bloodstream, so to speak, keeping your, quote, pipes cleaned from the inside out. And I'm talking about your arteries and your veins need to stay clean, too. So the best way to do that is to, pull all that cholesterol out of our system.
What about fasting and, just like the clear juices? People say, okay, for 1 week, I'm going to do just juices and maybe some like really high fiber, like watery vegetables, lettuce, celery, things that really don't have a whole lot of anything else in them.
It's almost like the cabbage soup diet. I remember,
it is.
There's lots of different fads that are out there. I mean, the reality is when you do those types of you know, programs, they really do set you up for failure. They make you incredibly irritable and cranky to the people around you, and you may not be feeding your body enough of the nutrients that you need. And that is always what I find troublesome about those types of programs. Yes, we are as humans able to survive feast or famine, but you know, we're a little bit more civilized. We shouldn't have to do that to our bodies. I think that we compromise our immune health when we do that. We start to break down lean muscle mass, which for most of us, you don't want to break down. We want to break down fat, not lean muscle mass. So unfortunately, when you're in starvation mode, your body isn't, you know, you can't like pick and choose. You can't like click a little checkbox and say, just burn that fat, you know, just don't take the lean muscle mass, because that impacts our basal metabolic rate. And, you know, if you're eating a very low-calorie diet, you do put yourself at health risk. You know, you could have problems with your blood sugar, which, believe it or not, like, does impact your whole body and how you're feeling and how you're reacting. It does potentially impact your heart. So we want to make sure our organs are functioning properly, so we need to feed them the nutrients that they need. And then I'm also very concerned about adequate vitamin and mineral content, you know, as far as normal function. I mean, look, you get sick, you can handle it, but to force yourself into these situations, I think that doing something extreme for a week is not as good as making small changes on a regular basis and just sticking to it.
Now, what about some of the toxin-ridden foods? Like, I've heard that garlic, Brussels sprouts, you know, that garlic can really, because it's loaded with sulfur, it can help rid the body of toxins. So when we're thinking of toxins and, you know, tomatoes, grapefruit, you know, any of these things that you recommend that are really extra good for that?
I just recommend that we should eat them on a regular basis because they're so good for us. Right? They're good for us on so many levels, you know, whether it be toxins, whether it be antioxidants, right? So, you know, we as humans oxidize, so our cells have damage. So that's why we need to have a lot of these foods to have those added benefits that are in the plant pigments. Those are the things that help to neutralize free radicals and help keep our cells working and functioning properly. So whether those foods are specifically moving the toxins out or whether they're helping to neutralize them in our bodies, I think those are great foods to have. And, you know, by maybe not so much garlic because we can get that all the time. And, I mean, now we can get anything 12 months of the year, but that's why there are seasonal foods, right? We should eat different types of foods at different times of the year, and they have some added health benefits for us. Mother Nature has provided us with wonderful foods to keep our bodies well-tuned and functioning amazingly.
Amazingly, that's true. And for ladies out there, when you're feeling bloated, asparagus is a great one for when you're feeling bloated, although it does, you know, that old saying that it makes your pee smell bad, it really does.
Oh, it does. It does. And for some people, faster than others. I believe that there's a gene, you know, either some people get the, as we call it, the asparagus pee, or you just don't. And, you know, the same thing goes with beets. I mean, beets are wonderful foods as well. And I've had a few people thinking they're having a UTI because when they urinate, it's a little on the orange or red side. No need to run to the emergency room right away. It's beets. That does impact the color of your urine.
Well, it does look like there's blood in your stool besides which. And people do need to know if they're going to eat beets, one of nature's most perfect and amazing foods. Tastes good, looks beautiful, so versatile, raw, cooked, doesn't matter, but it does make it look like you're, you know, have a bloody stool, so you have to be careful. Best advice in about 20 seconds, Dr. Stoller, on detoxing with food.
Eat foods closer to the way they're found in nature. Eat a wide variety of colored foods, deep colored food. Eat lots of berries, eat lots of greens, have orange vegetables and drink lots and lots of water. I can't stress that enough. And, you know, the other thing also is I really am a big fan of drinking green tea on a regular basis as well.
So these are all things that can detox the liver, help get those toxins out of your body, keep your gut and your intestines clean, because that's what you need to do to have good metabolism, clear sight. But you don't just do them as a week or a fad. You do them all the time throughout your eating habits. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. Stay well.